Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Chay v'chataos v'ashamos v'dayin sh'avar aleihen yom ha'kippurim chayavin l'havi l'achar yom ha'kippurim. People who have to bring sin offerings and guilt offerings that are definite, that they know they did the act, and therefore these are obligatory sacrifices. If Yom Kippur goes by before they bring the sacrifice, they still have to bring the sacrifice after Yom Kippur. Chayve Hashamas Teluyin, but those who are required to bring conditional guilt offerings, maybe they did the sin, maybe they didn't, and this is a form of protection. Peturin, then if Yom Kippur goes by, they do not have to bring the sacrifice. Mi shaba ayado safek avera biyom hakipurim afilu im chashecha. If someone has a questionable sin that happens on Yom Kippur, even at nightfall, at the end of the day, putter does not have to bring a sacrifice. Shekol hayom mechaper, because the entire day atones. So if one is in doubt whether or not he did a sin on Yom Kippur, he need not bring an asham taloi, as in the case of Baba Ben Buti that we discussed yesterday. Let's look in the Bart Neuro on Mishnah Dalid. Chayivin lahavi la'achar yom ha'kippurim. So if one has a definite chatas or asham, Yom Kippur goes by, he still has to bring that sacrifice. To Amar Kra, because the Torah tells us, Micho chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Says that Yom Kippur atones for all of your sins before God. Chit she'ein makir bo el ha'makom, dahainu shelo noda lo shechata. So Yom Kippur atones for sins that are known only to God, and a person doesn't know that he did them. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. For those Yom Kippur atones. Aval chet de'ika de'yadabe chutz min ha'makom, but a sin that he recognizes aside from God, ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Yom Kippur doesn't atone for that. A person still has to atone for it on his own. Mishnah Hey. Ha'isha she'yesh aleha chatas ha'of safek. Now, let's say a woman has to bring a chatas ha'of safek. So that's one of these bird sacrifices for a miscarriage, and she doesn't know if it's required or not. She'avar aleha yom ha'kippurim, and now she has to bring the sacrifice in case of doubt, and Yom Kippur goes by. Chayevis lahavi la'achar yom ha'kippurim. She still has to bring it after Yom Kippur. Mipnei she'macharashta le'echo bezavachim, because this sacrifice enables her to eat from other sacrifices. Chatas ha'of haba al safek, and a bird sin offering brought in a case of doubt. I mishenimlaka nodala, if she finds out that it's not required after the bird has had its head nipped off, harezu tekaver, then that bird must be buried, not burnt. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Chatas ha'of safek, this doubtful bird sin offering. Kagon sheyalda, for example, she had a miscarriage, ve'ein yodim im min chiyuv, im min pater, and she doesn't know if the type of miscarriage for which one has to bring a chatas or not. Mipnei shemecheshrata le'achol bezvachim, because this sacrifice enables her to eat sacrifices. Demechuseres kapara hi misafek. So she's what's called a mechuser kapara. She needs atonement in the case of doubt. Ve'eno yachol le'achol bekadshim ad shetavi kaparasa. And she's not allowed to eat sanctified foods until she brings this sacrifice. Mishenimlaka nodalo, and if she finds out after that the bird has its head nipped off, shelo yalda, that she did not give birth to something that requires a sacrifice. Harezo tikaver, then the bird must be buried. Bedin hu demuteres bahana. Really, the bird should be permitted for benefit. Dechulin gemurim hi, because it's really completely unsanctified, it's simply a secular bird. Demishum shenishchata be'azara leka lemisar. It wouldn't be prohibited because of an animal that was slaughtered in the temple courtyard that wasn't actually a sacrifice. Delo asra Torah ela shchita, because the Torah only prohibited slaughter. Aval malika lo, but there's no prohibition against malika, which is when the bird has its head nipped off. Aval rabbanan gazru asura bahana, but the rabbis said that this should be treated as prohibited for benefit. Shema yamru nehenin mechatas ha'of safek, lest people think that we're allowed to benefit from the doubtful bird offerings. Vachatas ha'of haba al safek, because this bird offering that's brought in a case of doubt, eno necheles, you're not allowed to eat it. Deshema chulin hi v'nevela hi. Because maybe it's not necessary, and therefore it's secular. And if you nip a bird's head in a non-sacrifice, it's considered treif. De malika nevela b'chulin. Because this process called malika invalidates secular food from being kosher. Vasura nami bahana, and you're also not allowed to benefit from it, deshema kodeshi, because maybe it is sanctified. If the sacrifice is necessary, then it's sacrificial food and you're not allowed to benefit from it. Vakodesh enu nechal asur bahana, and sanctified meat that can't be eaten is prohibited for benefit. So in this case of doubt, we don't benefit from the bird, so we don't want people to think in this case where it became unnecessary that in other cases it's permitted. So therefore they said don't benefit from the bird at all. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.